Half, Whitey, Scotty. It's RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
Beautiful stuff from Nokia. South Africa have done it. The celebrations begin here in Port Elizabeth. They are ecstatic with this performance. This is the sort of game that good teams win. Now, they were thrashed in the first game at the Wanderers, totally outplayed in all departments. They wanted to bounce back. They wanted to prove a point. They've done exactly that. Congratulations, South Africa.
Congratulations indeed. 22-7 at Port Elizabeth overnight. South Africa too good in the second of the three T20s that they will be playing against Australia. As you heard in the commentary, got absolutely rogered in the first one. And the second one bounced back. These are the games that the good teams win. Ben Horns covering the series for the Daily Telegraph joins us on the line. Good morning, Ben.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're going very well, thank you. Now, it was a very important occasion for South Africa, you'd think, to rebound from a dismal first game against the Aussies. And they put on a good show, didn't they? Well-deserved victory.
Yeah, very gutsy performance from South Africa because, like you said, they were terrible in the first game. And, it was important for them, important confidence booster. They are sort of at a bit of a crossroads with their cricket at the moment. But they've still got a very good side, particularly a very good bowling attack. And they came to the fore at the end tonight and, really shut down Australia when the Aussies looked like they were, destined for victory.
Have they got enough in the batting stocks? I mean, we know Quinny de Kock's a star and Du Plessis is more than capable. But outside of those two players, you wouldn't back too many of the others to make runs consistently, would you?
No, that's their big weakness for sure. I mean, de Kock was excellent today, made 70 at very quick pace at the top. So that set the platform. But no, you're right. They're very thin after that. And that's the big concern. But they do have the prospect of De Villiers coming back. AB de Villiers coming back for the World Cup at the end of the year. So that would obviously be a major boost.
Benny, we were cruising 324 in the 15th over and then we only made another 19 runs. What happened?
Yeah. Well, look, it was a difficult wicket to bat on, particularly progressively as the innings went on. The same thing happened in the South African innings, actually. They were flying after the first sort of 10 overs and then, the breaks came on and they really struggled to put up a decent total. So it was a strange kind of wicket, but Australia should have got there. Probably the turning point was Steve Smith was caught, playing a shot he probably didn't need to play. But it was an absolutely superb catch in the outfield. If you get a chance to have a look at it from Faf du Plessis sort of running in and just managed to pick it up before it hit the grass. So it was an amazing catch, and that was probably the turning point because the Australian finishers that came in after that just weren't able to get going.
And they couldn't give Davey Warner the strike. Was he stranded a bit watching most of this?
He was. It was sort of funny. It just, like T20 games often are, I suppose, it just all happened quite quickly. With three overs to go, Australia needed 25 off those last 18 balls, and at that point there, you would have had them in front. Basically by the end of the over, Mitchell Marsh was out. Then, Matt Wade and Agar followed. So it was one of those things that just, it went from Australia being in the box seat to South Africa being in the box seat just in a few balls. And in that time, Warner was at the other end.
Ben, take us into the environment in South Africa at the moment, because after the first game that Australia absolutely belted South Africa, the blowtorch seemed to be put on them by the South African media. So, as we've said, it's a great response from South Africa, but what's the environment like at the moment over there?
It's sort of been hard for me to pick up, really, just in the sense that, the crowds here for the T20s are pretty festive. They're really just here having a good time. They've been packed houses both games so far. Beneath the surface, there's a lot going on. Frustration and discontent with the board and the people running Cricket South Africa. I think Faf du Plessis' demotion from the captaincy hasn't gone down entirely well either. It's a difficult time for them. They are sort of transitioning. A lot of their very good players have retired in the last couple of years. So, they're going to be tested. But in 2020 cricket, I think they still put a pretty decent team on the park, particularly if they do get AB de Villiers back. So, test cricket-wise, I'd be worried about them by the time Australia's here this time next year. But, you know, in the shorter formats, they're still competitive.
And what about the whole thing of Warner and Smith coming back? It seems from over here that it hasn't been dramatic at all. It's just sort of business as usual. Yeah. And they've got on with things pretty quickly, which may not have been the thought going over there. What was it? What's it been like?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's a fair assessment. I mean, I didn't think it would be absolutely explosive. Like, I didn't think we'd be taking off again, you know, where things were 2 years ago. But I did expect a fair bit of hostility from the crowd, and so did the locals, to be honest. So it has been surprising. The first match in Johannesburg, you barely would have noticed. If you didn't know the history, you wouldn't have noticed Warner and Smith dropping anything extra. You know, a few people in the crowd doing the obvious sort of sandpaper stuff, but overall, you know, the mood sort of just, you know, one of those kind of party atmospheres that you get at T20 games. So, yeah, look, I think, you know, I guess I could be speaking too soon. They're about to play the third match in Cape Town itself, but at the moment it looks like the South African public has sort of moved on.
Ashton Agar had a good game on Friday night or Saturday morning out time. Were they a bit more wary of him after that, the way they played him?
Yeah, he was excellent the other night. Look, you know, I think he probably, I don't know, I'm not sure whether he caught him unawares the other night. He just bowled really well on Friday night. Tonight, they did seem to maybe take after Adam Zampa a little bit more, but, you know, it was sort of hard to tell. You know, Agar still finished with reasonably tidy figures, but the only Australian bowler who, you know, really put the clamps on was Kane Richardson, you know, the fast bowler from the Melbourne Renegades. He was excellent. They couldn't get him away at all. But, yeah, even Stark and Cummins copped a bit of punishment today. So, it was, you know, it was a great performance from Agar the other night. And, you know, him and Zampa overall are building a pretty good combination.
Well, it's what it does do is make the third and final T20 an important one in this series. I'm sure the locals, let alone the competing teams, will get right involved in that. Benny, always appreciate your time, mate. Enjoy your company as always.
No worries. Thanks for having us, Scott.